Blog Talk Radio.
Program and saying, God bless America. Welcome. Good morning from the beautiful city of New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And joining me, as always, from the holy city of Charleston, South Carolina, he is the toughest talkingest chief operating officer in financial history. You know him as Tough Talking Troy Hall. Hey, Troy, how are you?
Hey, I am doing great. And I have to tell you that I'm so excited because I've been looking at philosophies that remind me that I should work hard, I should study hard, I should be prompt because people don't want to wait, I should always be patriotic, and you know, I might even take the advice of praying a lot.
I do it all the time, and I can assure you that people here in Texas have been praying for 24 straight hours. But like I tell everybody, hey, we're going to be okay. It's a great country no matter what. I've been all around the world. I wouldn't live anyplace else. And I'm just glad we got the election behind us. We can all get back to work and doing the right things. But the things that you're talking about, being prompt, being friendly, being courteous, being kind, those are values that never, ever go out of style. And today we're going to be talking to Freddie, the co-founder of Freddie's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger. And he himself is a World War II veteran. And I got to tell you, Troy, growing up between Randolph Air Force Base and Fort Sam Houston out in Bexar County, Texas, for me, World War II veterans were my rock stars. And I know your dad is also a World War II veteran. I know he's been feeling a little under the weather. How's he doing?
He's doing much better. We sent him to rehab today, yesterday, and so today will be his first full day. He did walk a little bit yesterday, but so that was a great improvement.
Well, that's outstanding. Today we're going to be talking to a World War II veteran. I was telling Freddie and Randy before the show that I got a degree in American history from the University of Texas at San Antonio back in the early 90s, and we never ever talked about World War II. I believe that World War II is the absolute most significant chapter in American history, not just American military history, but American history. And I spoke to someone via Facebook last night. I said, you know, every time you post something on Facebook, you're exercising a freedom of expression that was purchased for you generally by somebody else, like somebody like your dad or somebody like Freddie.
Yes.
And when I told that, and when I said that earlier, Freddie said, "What's Facebook?" So anyway, I'm really, really looking forward to it. Veterans Day is a big deal to me. I served in the first Gulf War. I served in the United States Army. Very, very proud of my time in uniform. And I think even more so now since September 11th with so much deployment, so many deployments, I think Veterans Day has come back to meaning a lot more than just a day off and a car sale and a sale at Sears. And I'm so, so very glad that I think we take it more seriously now than we used to.
Definitely. I believe that the events of recent times have brought it to the forefront. And certainly, 9/11 brought it to this country. Not that World War II did not, when it brought it to Hawaii, but the issue is that Hawaii is an out-of-sight, out-of-mind location. It's like much of the military activities that occur in foreign countries. People don't think about it. But when 9/11 occurred, it brought it into the forefront and it made it even more believable for people that something like this could actually happen.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we stand ready to defend our country and free people all around the world. And, you know, I got the idea to do this show with another gentleman named Everett Fulton. And he was a gentleman that served in the Battle of the Philippine Sea. He was a naval aviator, a great guy, served and went to flight school with the first President Bush down in Corpus Christi. Just had a great, great story. And earlier this year, he passed away. And I was really sad when that happened, but I just thought about it. And when I talked to his family, I said, you know, as long as we live as a nation of free men and women, that generation never really dies, because I'm convinced that that was the proverbial tipping point where the forces of goodness really did trump the forces of evil. And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk to Freddie of Freddie's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, who still incorporates a lot of those World War II greatest generational values into the business that he runs each and every day, and we'll do it right after this. You are back on the Power Performance, where we ask the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Well, if you were to look at my bank statement, you would see that Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers always leaves me wanting more, because I go back a lot. And we are so honored to have World War II veteran and businessman, his Freddy, just Freddy. Hey, Freddy, how are you?
I'm just Freddy. I'm doing great. Every day is a beautiful day.
Absolutely right. That is right.
You know, Freddie, we're happy to have you with us to talk a little bit about some of the core values, because it really builds a lot into the opportunity for branding and the performance. And, you know, I was looking at the philosophies that you are not afraid to share on your website regarding your company. But I wanted to kind of ask you, from your time in service, you obviously there were lessons. My dad speaks about some of the things that were important to him during that time. But what lessons from your time in the service do you apply to your business?
First of all, I want to thank you for having me. And I got chills all over when you played the national anthem. And thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
This has been a lifelong dream to have a hamburger joint, and I learned a lot of important things when I was in the service. I kind of tease my kids and my grandkids, and I say, anytime you have a bad thing happen, just remember, as long as they're not shooting at you with live bullets, you should probably be smiling. That's kind of one of my deals. I have a list of Freddyisms, and I'd love to read them if we have time.
Well, you go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. Okay. First, love, obey, and thank your parents and teachers for your success. Two, smile, even though times get tough occasionally. It is a proven fact that smiling adds at least 7 years to your life and wins friends. Three, work hard and study hard in the future. You obviously have, I've talked to some students, and this is, you obviously have up to now, so keep it going. Be prompt. People do not like to wait. From the very beginning, just demonstrate solid work ethics in your job or profession. I'm very proud of my sons and daughter for their work ethics. I hear that on the street all the time. Take a few lessons in public speaking, regardless of your major. I wish I would have. Also, a class of two sales. A class or two in sales, you always are trying to sell something. Number seven, return all of your telephone calls, even when you know they might not be positive. Turn
that
negative call.
Say that one again, Randy. Freddie, you've got to say that one again for Jason. He needs to hear that one again about the return phone calls.
Very okay. funny, very funny.
Return all telephone calls. Okay. After all these isms, add your own isms that have helped you be successful. Then, after following all these rules and some of your own, have your sons, like Randy and Bill Simon and their partner Scott Riddler, start a successful business venture and name it after you like they did for me. The business is Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger. Isn't that great?
That is great.
Awesome.
Is
I almost forgot the
great.
Most important
thing.
I almost forgot the most important ism. Exercise and keep in shape so you can enjoy Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers at least once or twice a week.
At least, at least. Now, I love this. I love the simple and timeless values that are expressed in your stores. They reflect a very, very different time in our country. They're always meticulously clean. Everybody's friendly. I love, absolutely love the thing about don't make people wait. I've been telling this story at my speeches recently about a trip I made to the Chicken Express in Brady, Texas. And when I got there, they told me they didn't have any chicken ready. So not only was there no express, there was no chicken. And, of course, we get 1,000 people listening to the show every week. I just told 1,000 people don't go to the Chicken Express in Brady, Texas. But I've also told a similar number of people you can expect to find prompt, friendly, clean service at the Freddy's on Highway 46 here in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And I think that your stores reflect that golden age of American life after World War II. It seems like you've kind of found a unique niche. And I wonder why do you think more companies don't celebrate that time?
Well, I guess a lot of people have forgotten all about World War II and just don't think that our family has always, probably because of me telling stories and stuff, but that we should really bring back those days. And we kind of put that concept in our restaurant operation. And I think it's really worked because a lot of people tell me they just love reading the little stories at the bottom of my photos, and I tell them you better do it with tongue in cheek because my sons wrote it. That's the way we were born and raised, and I was part of the Depression and then World War II, so it was kind of a different life at that time. But I learned a lot. My parents were very strict with me, and I learned a lot from them too.
Well, you know, one of the things that we learned through a leadership program is how valuable the culture is to the organization. And one of the most important ways to keep the culture alive is the responsibility of the senior-most individuals within the organization. Certainly leadership that comes from yourself and from those who are surrounding you from that, also from the individuals who spend a lot of time in your company and have acquired a lot of organizational intelligence. I noticed a lot of similarities in the values that you expressed and also the values of maybe one of your chicken compadres there for Mr. Truitt and that leadership that comes from the top. So when you consider those values as integrated as they are into everything, into your entire brand, you realize that people are not just buying burgers and fries, but they are actually there for an experience, and they want to experience the story that you have. How do you help your employees make sure that they are carrying on those customs and traditions and that story that might translate into good, happy service, but how do you help them actually treat customers the way that Freddie would if you were standing right there at the register yourself?
I won't take too much credit for that. My sons, Randy and Bill and Scott Riddler, do an outstanding job. We have one of the best training programs that I've ever seen or heard of. Our managers all own a little bit of the action, and they all really are very into Freddy's. And I think that's something. I hear that on the street all the time. People love to go to Freddy's because of the way they're treated. A lot of places you go, they make you feel like you're doing them a favor for them waiting on you. Freddy doesn't operate that way.
Now, speaking earlier, I talked about my friend in the pre-call, my buddy Everett Fulton, who passed away this year. He was a naval aviator in the Battle of the Philippine Sea, and you mentioned just sort of obliquely that he may have saved you. Is that where you were serving in the South Pacific during World War II?
Yes, I was on the first wave when MacArthur went back to Leyte in the Philippines. I was a BAR man, and I was about the sixth man off the first boat that hit the shore. And I read a book later. It was called The Tin Can Soldiers. If you ever have a chance, read The Tin Can Soldiers. It's about the destroyers that took on the whole Japanese Navy. And held them from coming behind us and cutting us off. And it's quite a book.
Well, I can tell you that I, too, was an infantry soldier when I was in the Army, so I'm sure you and I have logged a lot of kilometers on our feet. And you said something else earlier that is absolutely something that we talk about on this show all the time. In fact, we've done some shows where we've encouraged people, we just play music and encourage people to get up out of their office chair. That whole concept of being active and staying fit, was that always part of your life, or did you also kind of pick that up during your time in the military?
Oh, I stayed in shape pretty good. I played basketball. I weighed 144 pounds soaking wet, but I still played football. And I've always been very active. I did a lot of hunting and fishing. And when I went up to Fort Riley for my training, I hit the bullseye every time. Some of the guys couldn't even hit the big target. But they learned.
Well, listen, when we come back from the break.
Was outstanding.
When we get back from the break, we got a few more questions for you, but I'm certainly enjoying this time. I know all about kind of being out in the country and learning to shoot, and it sounds like even though we might have a couple of different generations in between us, we had a similar upbringing. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what my favorite item is on the Freddy's menu, and I ask you what yours is, and we'll do it right after this. You're listening to The Power of Performance. If your brand were a band, would you leave your audience wanting more? All right, you are back on The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Well, I'll tell you what, we're talking to the co-founder of Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steakburger. His son Randy is also there. Hey, Randy, how are you?
Very good.
When I go to Freddy's, I used to get the California burger, but man, I have migrated over to my absolute favorite menu item is now the patty melt. And even though every time I order it, I tell myself I'm not going to order the French fries, I always do, and I always finish my wife's French fries as well. So, Freddie, what is your favorite menu item at Freddy's?
You hit it on the head.
The patty
mine
melt?
Mine is the patty melt with cheese and grilled onions, and I love it. And I have onion rings, and then I have to take home a Vienna beef hot dog with sauerkraut for my good wife, or she wouldn't let me in the door. We just celebrated our 65th wedding anniversary couple of months ago. And taking that hot dog and sauerkraut builds up points for me, and I need a lot of those.
I understand that process myself. So I'm working on 35, so I just got a few more to go here.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead, Troy.
So one of the things that, you know, as we kind of have focused a little bit on the Veterans Day program and knowing that, you know, the values that you represent and knowing the history where you come from and that, I guess I just kind of wanted to ask as we begin to close out this segment, you know, your generation began a history of 60, 70 years of Americans, you know, fighting for freedom, and now we do it all over the world. On this Veterans Day that's coming up, what do you think that we as Americans need to do in order to really honor the veterans of war?
If you can go to any parade or any organizational thing, that would be outstanding. The veterans love to see the people come and say hello to them and thank them for their service. And I'm going to be over at Andover, Kansas tomorrow at the high school to tell my war stories to all the kids over. This is like my sixth year in a row. I've probably been to 65 different history classes in high school and colleges, and it's really something. We never did talk about the war at all. I lived with my brother while I was going to college, and he was hit pretty bad in Anzio, and we never talked about it. I lived with him. But when I started telling these stories about 10 years ago, I met a guy. He was in the third wave at Normandy in the 29th Division and was in the Battle of the Bulge. And he said, "Freddie, you got to come with me. I go to the schools and tell my stories, and it's the best thing I ever did." I got that all out of my system. Now I don't hesitate talking about it at all. It's a turning life, a turning part of my life.
Freddie's also going to be in Emporia, Kansas on Monday for a day-long event. And Emporia, Kansas, I don't know if anybody knows this, is where the first Veterans Day was celebrated.
Celebrated, yep. I did know that. Well, listen, Freddie, before Troy wraps this up, I just want to tell you something. You know, Troy and I are on the air here broadcasting this show. If we need to, we can tweet it, we can Facebook it, we can Skype it, we can iChat it. We live in a country today where anybody can express themselves all around the globe, and I want to tell you categorically, I don't think we would have that right and that freedom and enjoy that kind of ability to express our creativity were it not for what you and your comrades did in the first and the Second World War. It's just, to me, becoming one of those things where I think last year on Pearl Harbor Day, nobody even mentioned it on the major networks, and it really bothers me. Because although I know all wars are important, you know, we talk about bullying today in school. The ultimate bullies back in the early part of the 20th century were Germany and Japan. And it took this sleepy agrarian country, the United States, who was just sitting there minding its own business, doing nothing, to stand up to that bully and say, you know what, the trajectory of the world is not going to go your way. It's going to go ours. And I tell people all the time, as long as we live in a nation of free men and women, the World War II generation is still with us, if not always in body, in spirit. And I cannot thank you enough for gracing our show with your presence. I love your product. I love your brand. I love your story. And I promise you, myself, my wife, and my little tax deduction will continue to visit Freddy's once or twice a week, and I'll continue to finish off my wife's French fries every chance I get.
God bless you. Yeah. I have one other thing. I was in the 1st Cavalry Division, and I didn't get to have a horse, though. I had a walk. And we were scheduled, after the Philippines, we were scheduled to be on the first wave on November 1st of 1945 at Kaishu Island. And if that would have happened, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
Very, very interesting story. My dad has a very similar situation. He served in Okinawa, and he actually was asleep in the airport, missed his flight that actually crashed. Otherwise, this little tax deduction wouldn't be here. So anyway, so that's how that works. But, you know, Freddie, I was so impressed, you know, looking at the philosophies that you're so proud and able to print on your website, and some of the things that you mentioned today just, you know, kind of are good to be reminded that you work hard and that you should study hard, that you should be prompt because people don't want to wait, that you should pray a lot, because a lot happens through prayer. And I love this when you said, always be patriotic and do all you can to keep your country free. But probably my favorite philosophy that you don't have on your website that you're going to have to add now, and that is, stay away from live bullets. So, you know, wrapping up the show here, we just really appreciate, you know, you being here and sharing your generational values with us and keeping those generational values alive. And, Randy, you've got some big shoes to fill, but, you know, the way your dad speaks about you, I'm sure that you and Bill, and I don't know your sister's name because he didn't mention it yet.
Sister Sue.
Sue, all right.
Sue,
two
more younger brothers, John and Chris.
Nice.
All right, great.
I had a basketball team and a cheerleader.
Absolutely. So your job here is a big one, but it's certainly one I think you're up to, and that is to keep these core values and these generational values alive, regardless of how you know, the demographic shift in this country. So thank you very much for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Happy Veterans Day, Freddie. God bless both
of
y'all. God bless your business. Y'all take care. Thank you so very much.
God bless you all.
Okay, how cool is that guy?
Oh, yeah, he's really cool. I tell you, you know, it's funny when I listen to him a little bit, it kind of reminds me of my dad, you know, and talking about the stories. You know, I'll tell you, my dad does not like to share the stories of his wartime, and it's exactly for the same thing that may have been for Freddie. I don't know, because I don't know him personally, but for my dad, it was so horrific that he doesn't like to talk about them, because when he did, when he first came back, he would then dream about them. And yeah. So for him, his processing has been to just really be fairly silent about him. So aside from telling us the story about the missed airplane crash, that's about the only story that I really hear.
Well, you know, it's one of those things about this generation that has always fascinated me. When you think about it, these young men that signed up to join and fight were basically fighting for a country that had given them basically 10 years of economic devastating depression. When you look back on the chronology going from the Great Depression into World War II, you have to ask yourself, what were these young people fighting for? They had not had a very easy ride of things as Americans, and yet they stand up and they go out and they defeat tyranny in two global theaters, and it just fascinates me. And I think when you talk about, you know, your dad's reluctance to talk about this, and you hear this all the time when you talk to World War II veterans especially, it just reminds me, okay, they didn't have a great history before the war with the Great Depression, and when they came back from the war, we didn't have this psychological machine that we have now where you can go express yourself and talk about your feelings. These guys came back, they got married, in Freddie's case they stayed married, and they, you know, they brought us the baby boom, and they imprinted their generational values on another generation of Americans. And I think that humility is one of those core values that you find in this generation, and you certainly heard it. You know, I asked him in the pre-show, well, do I call you, are you the president, are you the CEO? He says, I'm just Freddie.
Yeah. Yeah, just Freddie. So, yeah, it's really cool. I love that.
Well, you better find a Freddie steak burger in South Carolina and get your family out to it, because you will really, really enjoy it. I'm certainly have stores in South Carolina.
Well, I actually went online here. I was looking for locations so that I could determine where they were, and the ones that came to mind were not in South Carolina. There are some in North Carolina and in Georgia, Florida, but so maybe Freddie's going to have to consider the great state of South Carolina here, you know, for his Freddie Burger. Maybe he'll move to Charleston.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're listening to this show and you've never been to Freddie's Steak Burger, you need to go. Please stop going to McDonald's, where I always use the Caddyshack line about the McDonald's burgers. I can still see the marks where the jockey was hitting it. And go get a delicious steak burger and french fries. Now, Freddie likes the onion rings. That's where, you know, you've seen me, Troy. I'm a fit guy. I try to do what I can. But, man, the problem with onion rings is once I start, I cannot stop. I love onion rings.
Okay.
So, but the when you go in there, one of the things that, you know, he talked about those pictures on the wall. You go in there, you can basically read the chronology of his story from when he was a child to the point now where he's the co-founder of the restaurant. When we were in there on Halloween evening on our way to the fall festival at the church, my little tax deduction and his little buddy, they went around and read every one of those picture captions. And that's really what triggered my idea that it's not just a brand that Freddy's is selling. He is selling a story. He is selling an experience. When you walk back into that restaurant, you're transported back to a very, very different, and I think in some ways a better time. And I guess we have to do a show next on how do we project those kind of values in the physical space in which we do business, because I think everybody could benefit from those core values that you heard Freddie talk about, whether they're running a credit union or a bank or a dry cleaner or a hamburger. I love how he said he got 50-plus stores, and he called it, I've always had a dream of owning a hamburger joint.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting how he phrased it from that way. It's also really interesting when you take a look at the elements of the way they create the experience. But it's like, if these are really down-home values, then what you see in the experience of the way the store layout and the store design and those elements, they're very traditional in that particular aspect. So it's just a very nice way of kind of having that retro look, which kind of creates that experience of being transported back in time to a place when maybe that, you know, realistically these values were much more prevalent in the way people thought than the way they do today. Today, I almost believe that some of these particular values might be present, but they don't get as big on the radar screen, that sometimes what has trumped this is profitability.
Right.
That it's, you know, focusing on the almighty dollar has somewhat trumped some of this, you know, these good philosophical values. But, you know, I'm glad to see that there are companies out there who, you know, still support these. I know we have great core values at our organization, and they start at the top. They're integrated into everything we do. They're integrated into job descriptions, integrated into training, integrated into the mission statement, integrated into, you know, materials that go out to the consumer. So definitely there is a lot to be said about how you unify all of this in every area, much like the way we do in a performance. You've got to have the same sheet of music. Everybody's playing the same song.
Exactly. Exactly.
What is the song we're playing today? And, you know, and focus on it. So.
Well, listen, Troy, you have a great, great weekend out there in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
the sun still shines.
And please pass on my best to your dad, another great World War II veteran. I hope he's feeling better. And on behalf of myself and Troy, to veterans everywhere, servicemen past and present, may God continue to bless you and keep your family safe. And thank you so much, Freddie, for joining us on this show. And like I said before, as long as you and I, Troy, are able to get on this radio station and broadcast our thoughts and views to the world, it's because of people like your dad and Freddie. And I will never, ever lose sight of that fact.
Yeah, neither will I. And thank you, Jason. I really appreciate everything you do, too.
All right, everybody, listen, if it's me and Troy, if it's Troy and me, you know it's the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Go check them out at freddysusa.com. You want to read about some awesome values that you can put and implement into your everyday work. Today, when you get those customers, members, and clients coming through the door, treat them the right way. Put on a great live performance. Be beautiful in speech and appearance. Don't make people wait, and I won't make you wait any longer for the end of this show. Have a great, great weekend. Happy Veterans Day, and may God continue to bless this wonderful country. Talk to you all next week. Bye.